Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's some serious Texas blues there. Cut that with a knife. Billy Dusty and Frank bringing us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're always going to have some blues around here. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with Ken Rutsky. Ken's a new friend, not for long, though. He's an author and a blogger and a thought leader on B2B marketing. Been doing this now for a long time. He's the author of a new book, Launching to Leading. Ken Rutsky, RUTSKY.com is the website. Ken, thanks again for being here. We talked in the earlier segment about selling with to the new customer, to the new buyer, and how to curry favor with them. But before you can sell them, you got to get their attention. And I was teasing before you got here about, you know, if anybody's ever been waving at somebody and you waved and somebody waved at you back and you thought they were waving at you and it turns out they were waving at the person behind you. You know, people are. Customers and prospects are waving their hand. They're raising their hand all over the place out there. The question is are they looking at you when they're doing that, right?
Yeah, that sounds like my entire teenage years, but that's a whole nother discussion.
I can relate. How do we market to them? How do we get them to say, yes, I'll let you in the door?
Yeah, it's interesting because they're two-thirds of the way through with their buying before they want to talk to you. So marketing has to take a lot more responsibility than it ever did before. Buyers are at their short list, you know, of the 2 to 3 people they might buy from before they even talk to a sales rep.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to really find that compelling story that really shows them that I can transform their world, like we were talking about before the break. And so one of the ways I do that is I create, you know, this understanding of how I'm going to become magical to them. And then I communicate it, not just in my voice, but in, you know, other customers' voices with success stories. I communicate it through third parties. And, you know, I have to, in today's day and age, I got to be able to do it in 5 seconds, you know, 5 minutes or 5 hours. So I've got to be able to, you know, have that, you know, attention-grabbing tagline.
That's actually the course, isn't it? 5 seconds. We'll buy you 5 minutes. We'll buy you maybe 5 hours if you're lucky. I mean, that's the thing. You're trading every second they give you more. You can compound that to an extra 5 seconds or that kind of thing. I mean, today, if you ever lose them, then you have to start over again almost, don't you?
I think that's true. You know, what we really want to do is influence the way they think about their business and, you know, as I said before the break, teach them something they don't know. And, you know, I think the folks at the Challenger sale had some of that right. And marketing needs to be more of a challenging marketing. You know, if all I do is talk about my feature, function, and benefit, it's like we were saying, you know, with 4 kids, how many pictures of my kids do you really want to see? Right? You know, by the time I showed you the third one, you're ready to say, can you put that iPhone away already? So I can't just talk about my kids. I got to talk about the buyer, and that goes for the not just the salespeople, but the marketing people
right.
too. So
do you
really
think?
Getting
do you
that
think?
Story.
Is there any particular way of marketing? Do you still like social media? What about the legacy approaches to reaching people? What do you recommend these days?
Yeah, I think the first place people go, you know, obviously is they do a search, right? That they search somewhere, whether they search online, on their phone or something. So I think you have to be there in the electronic, you know, the digital sphere. But it's not about being there. It's about surviving. You know, when you get that result page of 30 results, you know, it's not really a lot of times people are becoming numb to that paid advertisement, right? So it's really understanding what do they actually care about and then tailoring your message and your marketing to that as opposed to, you know, I just think blindly optimizing around things like search terms. And then I do think, you know, depending on the scale of your business, there's obviously a role for, you know, live face-to-face events, outdoor, you know, that whole mix has to be tailored to, you know, your market, your strategy. And, you know, if you're a small local business, it's very different than if you're a, you know, venture-funded startup trying to reach people everywhere.
But local search is huge, isn't it? Local search is got to be an important part of your approach, right? You talk about that in your book.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the way restaurant businesses have changed. Now, that's not kind of a market that I spend much time in, but if you have a takeout business and you're not in bed with some of these delivery services now, your takeout business is probably going down, right?
Right.
So the channel that you reach people and deliver to is changing, and that goes, you know, well beyond restaurants.
Right, absolutely. I got 45 seconds, Ken. Last thoughts. What would you leave us with?
I say number one is tell a story that makes your customer the hero. And if you can do that, you can get their attention. You get permission to talk about your value and show them the picture to your kids. And that's how you market and sell in today's buyer-driven market.
After 10,000 years, people still love stories, don't they?
It's all about the story, Jim. It really is.
Yeah, it's, and the human being involved with all the technology. I still say that Nesbitt was a prophet when he said, "The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want." Hey, Ken, good job today, folks. The book is called "Launching to Leading" by Ken Rutsky. Ken, come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Bye bye.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.